Good morning. High pressure producing a clear and chilly start across interior New York and New England, with many locations starting at or below freezing this morning. Even some 20s across parts of the higher terrain and the hill towns early on. The same high pressure will produce a ton of sunshine today, and temperatures will turn around quickly and climb back through the 30s and 40s before long in the 50s, and topping out in the lower to mid 60s on average by mid to late afternoon. That same high pressure will hang on tonight, keeping it dry, and another cool night with temperatures dipping back into the 30s once again. So we'll start off tomorrow with sunshine, but gradually that high will give way, and a developing south breeze will push more moisture into the air, and by lunchtime we'll start to pick up a fair amount of clouds, and a few showers, and maybe even a thunderstorm will move through before the end of the day. Highs on Saturday will be in the mid-60s. A warm front will press through on Saturday evening and overnight with more scattered showers and thunderstorms, but that will only leave us on the milder side of the front for Easter Sunday. So temperatures, while starting in the 50s, will manage to get into the 70s. Right now it looks dry to start the day on Sunday, but a cold front will approach from the west and produce more numerous showers and thunderstorms as we head through Sunday afternoon. This area showers will dry out Sunday night, and on the backside of the front, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for Monday, high temperatures back into the lower 60s, and a new area of high pressure building in for Tuesday with mostly sunny skies with highs right around the 60-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, precipitation will decrease and temperatures will warm up across the Pacific Northwest as high pressure slowly builds into that region. This trend will be short-lived, though, as a storm will develop over the Pacific Ocean and track toward the West Coast by the end of the weekend. This will result in another round of showers, possibly mountain snow, by early next week. Meanwhile, the last storm to move into the west is producing precipitation across the northern Rockies today as a cold front moves into the northern and central high plains. The southern portion of the front will pass through the southern Rockies and into the southern and central plains, where it will interact with a moist and warmer than average air mass, providing an environment for thunderstorm development. Embedded areas of heavy rain will be possible and may lead to flash flooding. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for severe storms along the front today over the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles north into western Kansas. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 26, 70% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.42 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Eloy, Arizona, to a low of 15 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny, upper 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 50, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.81 inches for the month, which is 4-tenths of an inch above average, and 11.86 inches since January 1st, which is 2.45 inches above average for the year so far. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 208, that's 61 below normal, and 5,396 for the season, which is 746 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 83, set in 1968, and the record low, 19, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m., 13 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-60s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, pleasantly mild today with highs right around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine today pleasantly mild with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, breezy, late-day showers, perhaps a thunderstorm possible, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy Easter Sunday, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon, breezy and warm mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler, lower 60s Monday. Mostly sunny near 60 Tuesday, and scattered showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday and early Thursday with highs near 60 degrees in the middle of the week. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.